This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You'll see a lot of headlines in the coming days about how the S&P 500 stock index went up. Perhaps we'll see 25% this year, or the NASDAQ going up 45% or so. Again, we'll see. But when the holiday lights get put back in the attic and the inflatable lawn Santas lie fallow in the slush, we'll see what the stock market does or does not do. I just spoke to Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board.
We could have a very volatile January. Companies haven't come out and said things are wonderfully better. This is the market's response to comments from the Fed, and the market's running away with the idea that perhaps the Fed will be lowering interest rates sooner than was anticipated. And we are seeing that reflected because lower interest rates impact smaller companies more quickly and more aggressively. It's easier for them to operate. They're more sensitive to those interest rates. And you're seeing that with the Russell 2000 index dominated by small companies, which has really been on a tear and continues to be strong right as we go into year end.
It's worth reminding ourselves also that, yes, if you put all your money in the stock market January 2nd, 44-45%. Return there. But if you put all your money in the stock market in mid-November of 2021, you still haven't made your money back.
That's right. We're still not at the highs that we reached in 2021, just below them for these indices. And that's a reminder that volatility happens. Again, last year for the NASDAQ, which is our leading index this year, down 33%. Granted, up 44% this year, but you've got to be able to ride that out.
Analyst Susan.